obviously, Betty had animals galore, pigs. We've got some lovely photos of your sister riding on a cow.
Yes.
This is not Beryl, I think it was the other sister, wasn't it? Riding on a cow. But did the rest of you keep animals? Did you have chickens, rabbits, and such like?
Yes, my uncle, who was one of the ones that moved into the cottage with us.
Oh, yeah.
When his wife died. He was ancient. He seemed ancient to us children. But he kept rabbits, but we weren't allowed to have them as pets because they were food.
Right, yes.
So we mustn't get attached to them. Yes.
That's like the Grove family. Though.
Yeah.
So we did have rabbit meat in the war, yes.
So you had pigs, you had horses, you had cows, rabbits, chickens. You name it, you had it.
Dogs, cats.
So did anybody else have pets? I mean, were they all working animals, or were any of them pets as well?
The dogs and cats were pets.
Yeah.
I had a cat.
Oh, you had a cat. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, we had cats, but all the neighbours along in New Cottages had chickens, and just so the Grove family had rabbits. Mm. But we didn't have chickens because Mother couldn't stand feathers.
Right.
But when we used to help feed the chickens for Mrs. Howlett and Tiny and Nellie, the Lambert family. They had chickens as well. Oh. And the Weldons had them as well, yeah. Yes, Gran had chickens too over at Ravensbury. They had chickens.
Yeah.
My dad won a rabbit in a raffle Christmas Eve. And we came down Christmas morning. My dad didn't go out very often drinking. It was very good like that. Christmas morning we came down and they're hanging up inside the back door was this most beautiful rabbit. Long fur, black and white. It was obviously somebody's pet. And we were horrified. Where did that come from? Oh, he said, I won it in a raffle at the pub. The old boy was selling it. And mum said, well, you know, we don't want it. We can't do it. And he said, well, it was alive when I won it. Before the old man could, he could stop it, the old man had killed it. So we ruined our Christmas. But we took it up to Gran and she soon skinned it and cooked it.
At the bottom of Garth Road at the Beverley, there were fields where my father rented the ground, I think from Battersea Council, and he grazed cattle there, and he also had cattle in Malden Park.
Well, we used to go and look at horses on the corner of Grand Drive. My sister used to take us to look at the horses. Were those your dad's?
Yes.
Right. You see? Ah. Mm. So I had no idea. You still had the pig farm going until the 60s, did you?
Yes.
Which, you know, I had no idea about that, but I do remember the horses.
Over the good old days.
Ah, well, you say so. Welcome.
One reflection and one question. Now, remember, this is the 1940s, but I remember walking along Green Lane between the Mottsford Park end and the Beverley end, and there being gypsies there quite regularly. And they used to, you know, they were quite a group of them there. And the other question is about the cows. On the fields which are now the estate just by the Beverley, where were their cow sheds, where they walked from?
From the farm in Low Morden Lane, where Hatfield School now is.
Right.
So I can remember seeing the cows in the morning, so I lived in New Cottages, coming by in the morning, going round the roundabout, and then coming back again in the afternoon. And I thought, sometimes I'm sitting there in the traffic with absolutely jam-packed, and I thought, what would happen if the cows turned around now?
I've never seen them.
You were saying about the horses. I remember the horses in the field down quite Beverley there. I think there was a donkey at one time as well.
Yeah, I don't think Dad ever had a donkey.
Later on.
Yes, because I worked in the post office after I left school, Wings, which was, you know, where the car wash is now, this end of Grand Drive. That used to be the post office, and opposite, obviously, were the fields, and we just used to know the time, even if we couldn't look at the clock, because the cows would automatically gather, you know, when it was milking time, because there wasn't the roundabout there, that wasn't there, and they just used to meander, you know, I forget the farmer's name, but he used to come, and the cows would be waiting, and then they would just all, you know, go to be milked and then come back again, because there were buses, but there wasn't a lot of, you know, car travellers, really. And it used to be very, very nice as when I worked there, because there was a lot of open space still around, you know, which we enjoyed. The one thing we didn't enjoy was the siren was right opposite us during the war.
Do you remember the siren and the police box?
Yes.
Yeah, that still strikes a chill in your heart when you hear the recording. Yes. Something inside the siren.
It's lovely, though.
Yes, you mentioned the police box. Of course, Doctor Who was based in Nowmorden, wasn't it?
Yes.
I remember the blue police box.
Mm.